chairman and chief executive of Boeing unexpectedly resigned today. Phil Condit says he's quitting the aviation giant to put the distractions and controversies of the past year behind. Boeing has been struggling financially and also is under investigation for illegal activities and unethical conduct in its military contracting procedures. David Field is the Americas editor of Airline Business, a London-based monthly for airline executives. Good morning.
Good morning.
Boeing said it needs a new leadership structure. Does that sound like Condit was forced out?
It sounds like it was a combination of Condit being forced out and Condit knowing for the last week or so that he's going to have to fall on his sword. Bear in mind the big scandal of exactly 1 week ago. A fellow named Mike Sears, the chief financial officer, was fired. He didn't resign. He was fired with cause, along with a Pentagon procurement specialist at Boeing named Darlene Droyan, also fired with cause, in a scandal stemming from the lobbying campaign to get the Defense Department to buy Boeing 767 airliners and convert them to tankers, a very controversial deal that's been opposed widely by members of the Senate, such as John McCain. And Sears was a golden boy. He was also Phil Condit's designated heir. He was the guy who was going to take over in 3 years when Phil retired.
Mm-hmm. Well, Boeing said Condit acted with dignity.
I think that means that he read the handwriting on the door and didn't have to get carried out. I think that knowing Condit, as I do, he's the kind of guy who would take a gesture like this for the sake of the company. It, not only does he go out personally with some sort of future assured, maybe it wipes the slate clean.
How big a deal is it for Boeing to switch CEOs?
It's never happened before in my memory. And the folks I've spoken to in the last half hour say they've never heard of anything like this at all. And symbolically, I think it's awfully important because it's not just, you know, the chief executive of a big company leaving. We've seen that a lot. This guy isn't leaving in handcuffs, but we've seen executives leaving big companies. What this means is that Boeing has ceased to be the American icon that it was for the last 50 or 60 years. It was the world leader in airplanes. It was the world leader in technology. They build airplanes in Seattle. Everyone else is a pale imitation. That's changed. And Phil's resignation today, I think, pretty much confirms that.
And there's some big decisions to make, too.
There's a very big decision about the future of Boeing as an airplane maker. There's an airplane that's called the 787, also called the Dreamliner, which would be the only new airplane that Boeing would have in its portfolio. And it's got to decide later this year whether or not it's going to build it. It's a very risky proposition because no one knows if the airlines are going to have money to buy new airplanes. And no one knows if they have the money, if they'll buy this one. Maybe they'll go to Airbus instead, because they've been going to Airbus for some time now.
So is Boeing out of trouble now?
No, no, no. The big question is, are they building the right airplane for the world's airline markets? Are they going to be able to build it at a price that will bring airlines to their door instead of to Airbus's door? And that's actually not going to be decided by a personnel shift in Seattle, by someone like Phil Condit falling on a sword. That's a strict bread and butter dollars and cents or francs and centimes issue, and that cannot be decided by any kind of noble gesture.
Thank you.
Thank you.
David Field is the Americas editor of Airline Business, a London-based monthly for airline executives.